wholesale beef values faltered on Thursday. World agricultural supply and demand estimates lowered beef production forecasts for this year and next. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 9th of November. Although cash-fed cattle trade remained undeveloped through Thursday afternoon, and wholesale beef values were sharply lower, cattle futures eked out slight gains. Some credited part of the support to the lack of bounce in grain prices following release of the monthly world agricultural supply and demand estimates. Except for 2 cents lower in the back contract, live cattle futures closed an average of 44 cents higher. Except for unchanged in the back contract, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 22 cents higher. Wholesale beef values were sharply lower on light to moderate demand and moderate to heavy offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was $2.15 lower Thursday afternoon at $216.07 a hundredweight. Select was $2.66 lower at $199.11. Here's a sampling of price trends for calves and feeders at the Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers weighing 850 pounds sold a dollar higher at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, where there are 5,651 head. Steers weighing less than 850 pounds sold $1 to $2 higher. Feeder heifers weighing more than 750 pounds traded a dollar higher and $2 to $4 lower at lighter weights. Steer calves sold steady to $6 lower, while heifer calves sold steady to $2 lower. Steer calves sold $5 lower at Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska. Heifer calves traded $2 to $6 lower. There are 3,497 head on offer. At Pratt Livestock Auction in Kansas, there are 3,476 head. Steers weighing 800 to 900 pounds sold $4 higher. Feeder heifers weighing 650 to 700 pounds sold steady to $6 higher. A lower undertone was noted for a light test of calves. Finally, steers weighing 4.5 to 500 pounds and 5.5 to 600 pounds sold $2 to $5 lower at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota. Heifer calves weighing 5.5 to 600 pounds traded $2 to $3 lower. Yearling steers sold steady with instances of $3 lower. Yearling heifers sold $3 to $4 lower. There are 3,102 head on offer. Cash bids for grains and soybeans were mixed on Thursday, according to the Daily National Grain Market Summary. The main focus for the day was the monthly world agricultural supply and demand estimates. More on those momentarily. Wheat bids were unchanged to a nickel lower. Soybean bids were a half a cent lower to 9.5 cents higher. Sorghum bids were 2.25 cents higher. Corn bids were 0.75 cents lower to 2 cents higher, while corn futures closed mostly 1 to 2 cents higher. Major U.S. financial indices closed narrowly mixed Thursday. Election-based optimism the previous day was tempered by indications the Federal Reserve will continue to increase interest rates, albeit gradually. They left the rate unchanged for the time being. According to a statement from the FOMC, the committee expects that further gradual increases in the target range for the federal funds rate will be consistent with sustained expansion of economic activity, strong labor market conditions, and inflation near the committee's symmetric 2% objective over the medium term. They say risks to the economic outlook appear roughly balanced. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 10 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 7 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 39 points. Estimated beef production for this year was lowered by 30 million pounds to 26.91 billion pounds, according to the latest monthly world agricultural supply and demand estimates. For next year, beef production was reduced by 100 million pounds to 27.81 billion pounds. The estimated fed steer price for the fourth quarter is projected to be $112 to $116 a hundredweight, with an annual average for this year of $116.79. Fed steer prices for next year are estimated at 118 to 126 in the first quarter, 118 to 128 in the second quarter, and 109 to 119 in the third quarter. Among other WASD highlights, corn production is forecast at 14.6 billion bushels, down 1% from the October forecast and up less than 1% from last year. The season average corn price received by producers was raised a dime to a midpoint of $3.60 a bushel. Soybean production is forecast at a record 4.6 billion bushels, down 2% from the October forecast, but up 4% from last year. The U.S. season average soybean price range is forecast at $7.60 to $9.60 a bushel, unchanged at the midpoint. Soybean meal price was unchanged at $290 to $330 per short ton. Soybean oil price was also unchanged at $0.28 to $0.32 a pound. That's your cattle current market update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 9th of November. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.